if thou wilt. This comes from the scripture found in Mark, and I'm really going to need you to read for me, 1:40-42.
And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and said unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed.
You see, I was praying and meditating one night, I believe it was, and I started praying this same thing that the man said. I was praying for someone, and I said, if thou wilt, if you will. In the scripture, it says wilt, but it means if you will. And this leper came to, just picture a person with leprosy. It's a disease, it's not curable, and it's contagious, and they just put the lepers out of society. But he came to Jesus, and he knelt down, and he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. So he knew that God, that Jesus could do this, if he will to do it. But Jesus had compassion on him, and he said, I will, be thou clean. Do you know that the Lord wills to help us? We have many different problems in life, but if we will bring them to the Lord, he will solve the problems. Sometimes we really can't solve them like we think we can, but God can. And so we want to go to God for everything. It's not just, we're not just limited to God healing our bodies. This man needed healing in his body. But whatever our needs are, let us bring it to Jesus. Maybe it could be financial. We talk about that sometimes. It could be spiritual. It could be emotional. I've been thinking a lot off and on about the feels. I have a real understanding of what they're going through because I've been there. And I can imagine right before Thanksgiving for her to lose her son and have to bury him. And it's painful, and I understand that. But do you know that Jesus understands our pain? God sent his son down in this world to live, to walk, to feel what we feel. And he did, because he was flesh. He felt and does feel what we feel. And so he is able to just understand, and not only understand, but do something about the things we have. He knows what it feels like to have physical pain, because he went through it. He knows what it is to have emotional pain, because remember when he lost it, when Lazarus died, the scripture said he wept. And it's also said he groaned in the spirit. He felt, this was his friend. He felt what it was like to lose a friend. And then when he saw Mary and Martha, and they said, Lord, if you could have been here, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. And it touched him, because he knew what they were feeling. And so we have not an high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. We're going to read some scriptures. But we want to think of Jesus and God as compassionate lords. You know, he's not like this great big God that's sitting in heaven, doesn't have a thought of how we feel. But he can feel to the very depths of our soul what we feel. He knows. And for that reason, we want to be free and to come to him and to trust him to work our problems out, to give us the comfort we need. Sometimes we want to comfort people when they're in death, and we're limited. In unless we went through it, we're limited. And even then, we don't really know how to get right down into their heart. Like, I can understand Sister Patsy because I've been there, but yet I don't know how to get down in her heart and heal her heart. I can empathize with her, but Jesus knows how to not only understand, but he can heal our heart. Let's go to Hebrews 4 and read 15 to 16. And so the compassion, the understanding that Jesus had when he walked in this time while he was here those 33 years, he still has it today, even though he went back to heaven.
Hebrews 4:15-16, For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
See, every single point that we go through, we can't say, well, the Lord don't know this because he didn't have to do this. No, he went through everything. He suffered. He went through all the temptation, everything, just like we are, yet without sin. So we have a high priest. You know, back in the old days, say in Bible, Old Testament time, the people would go, the priests, the high priest would go and offer the sacrifice for his sins and the sins of the people. But today, we don't have to do that. We can go straight to God for ourselves. And Jesus is our high priest. And he can importune the throne of God in our behalf. So we have a problem or we have something that we need God to work. Ask him. He will do it. Believe him. Let's go now to Mark 10:46-52. Jesus had compassion on the multitude. I think about how that if even people in general, they might not all been worshipers of him, but he had compassion. When he saw them in need, he had compassion upon them.
Mark 10:46, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway's side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, said unto him, be of comfort, be of good comfort, rise, because he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus asked and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And the man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way.
All right. Think about this. This, you know, blind people are very helpless. They are dependent on other people. If nobody doesn't take him to where he was to beg, he probably couldn't go there. But and that is such a state that I don't know anybody that really would like to be blind, because it takes away your independence. And so here he was, he's begging. That's probably was his daily activity. They probably took him there and he'd beg and he'd get some alms, some money, and go on his way. But when he heard about Jesus, then he started crying out. At first they tried to make him hush, but when they did, he cried out the more. And you could put yourself in his place, you probably would, I would too. If they tell me to hush and Jesus was coming by and I knew he could do something about my condition, I don't think I'd be quiet. So he just got more and he got his attention and Jesus called him to him because he had compassion on him. He felt what he felt, and he felt grief, his sorrow. He could feel what the man felt. And he brought him to him. Then he said, what wilt thou that I should do to thee? I want us to take inventory of ourselves. Think of it. What will you that Jesus should do for you? Do you have something that you need Jesus to work and to undertake? He says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And then he told them that I might receive my sight. He said, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Wanna know that the same Jesus that had compassion on the multitudes then still have compassion on us today? I appreciate time and time again that I've called on the Lord and he's had compassion on me. Sometimes I don't really understand why. I was thinking today, as I was driving, I said to Samaya, I said, I don't know what's happening. I wasn't feeling just like I would like to feel. And then the Lord just showed me why. And it gave me comfort to know that there was something I could do about what I was feeling. And really, it's mostly that I just need to get more rest. That's what he showed me. So I appreciate God. When we have a need, he's there to give us comfort and to show us the way. Matthew 20:30-34.
And behold, two blind men sitting by the way, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace, because they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I should do unto you? And they said to him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. And Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight and followed him.
Yeah, and so the Lord wants to help us. This is all I want us to see, how he time and time again in the scriptures, he had compassion on people. They asked for help, and he gave them the help. If we could go on and on, he helped the lame, the people that couldn't walk, the blind, the deaf, those that couldn't speak. And even there was a man that I don't know if we'll read that or not, but he had a son, a child that was possessed by a devil, and he came to them. And he came to the disciples. They couldn't do anything about it. Then he came to Jesus, and Jesus delivered the child. So we want to be encouraged, and we want to know that God loves us. He tells us to come to him. We have a problem, come to him. Matthew 11 and 28 to 30. You can learn, even as children and young people, you can learn how to pray when you have problems. If you're going to school and you're having a problem at school, you don't understand the lesson, you can ask Jesus, and Jesus can help you. Or if somebody is bothering you at school and you don't know what to do about them, you can ask the Lord to help you, and he will help, and he will protect you, and he can work things out when it seems like there is no way. He can work. There is, with Jesus, with God, nothing is impossible.
Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
So he said, come to me, all you that labor. Something bothering you, bring it to Jesus. He said, and I will give you rest. I have a song here that I'm not good at singing. I'm not going to try. But at least I can read the words. Do you know the song, Come Unto Me?
Is it in our book?
Mm-mm. It's just, hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. You don't know it. Okay. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care? Do unholy feelings struggle in your breast? Bring your case to Jesus, and he will give you rest. Stumbling on the mountain, dark with sin and shame, stumbling toward the pit of hell's consuming flame, by the power of sin deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd, come to me and rest. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you if your claim is best in the Holy Spirit. He will give you rest. And the chorus, come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm going to try to sing the chorus. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly, come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. You know I can't sing good, but I'll try. But this is we have a wonderful Savior. And he loves us, and he wants us to come to him no matter what we're dealing with. I'm thankful that there's no problem too big or no mountain too high, nor anything too much for for God to work. And this is what I trust in. I trust in his strength daily and all the time. Sometimes when I'm just walking and nobody's paying me any attention, I'd be talking to the Lord and thanking him for being my Savior, being one I can depend on and lean on, and being one that cares. Sometimes you can talk to people and you see they may care and they may not care, but you can always talk to the Lord and know that he cares. Now let's go to John 7 and read 37 to 38. I'm thankful that he doesn't say, well, you know what? Yesterday you brought this problem to me. Today I'm not hearing it. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't say, I don't want to deal with that. Sometimes you might go to somebody and they might say, I don't want to deal with it. But not the Lord. Always he'll deal with it. It's wonderful having the Lord as our Savior.
In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes. So, come unto him. He's got the solution. And he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you're thirsty, if you're hungry, bring it to the Lord and he will fill you. You know, it's not like natural food. This is spiritual food. He will fill you with spiritual food. And he will give you living water so that you can be continually live for him and be happy in him. You know, the worst day of my life would be the day I wouldn't be serving the Lord. If I go down with my head down and something wrong with you, me, you know, is something happened spiritually, because the most important thing to me is Jesus. And that's what makes me happy. That's what I go on. That's what I feed on every day, all the time. Even when things might be disappointing in life, but I still have him to go to. 1 Peter 5:7-8.
1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.
You see, the devil is out to get you. He's not your friend. And so, but the Lord is our friend. And he said, cast all your cares. You don't have to cast one of them or some of them. You can cast all of them on him, for he cares for you. I hope that when you leave here today, you will be inspired to look to Jesus and know that he's one that cares about you, even if it seems like no one else does. Now let's move on to Psalm 61 and verse 2. Sometimes things look like they get out of hand. And when they do, you feel like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know how to deal with it. And it just seemed like it's just more than you can bear. And this scripture, it came to me, that's so encouraging. When you feel that way, you go to Jesus. It says,
For from the end of the earth I will cry unto thee.
Mm-hmm.
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Have you ever been in a situation and you feel like you don't know what to do with it? It's just too much. I don't know what to do with it. I can't figure it out. I was in a situation the other day, and here it was a financial situation, actually. And I was expecting to be able to use my card for something, and it wouldn't work. And I went to the bank, and I was looking, I'm thinking, what am I going to do? If I can't do this, I got to buy gas. I had all this stuff on my head. Went to the bank, and I saw that they had sent my check early. And so I was able to use my bank card. But I felt overwhelmed for a few minutes there because I didn't know, wait a minute. If I can't do this, I don't know what I'm going to do in the next few days. But the Lord had worked it out. That's simple. But things like that happens when you feel overwhelmed. And that scripture is our consolation. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I'm so thankful that I don't have to look around at all the things that's happening that I don't like or I don't think is good, but I can lift my eyes above it to the Lord. Luke 11:9-13. And remember, there is nothing too hard for God.
And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened.
So, see, maybe you don't understand what to do. It's like knocking on the door and trying to find out, what should I do with this? But the Lord said, if you ask, you're going to receive. If you seek, you're going to find. If you knock, it's going to be open to you. God is so faithful to give us knowledge. He doesn't leave us in the dark. He doesn't turn his back on us. He gives us just what to do. Many times I have come to places and I'm not sure what to do. And the Lord just opens it up and tells me just what to do. Jeremiah 32:17.
Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by the great power, by thy great power.
Yes.
And stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee.
Thank the Lord that we have a God that nothing's too hard for thee and him. And we think about, remember in the scriptures, it tells about Abraham. And God gave Abraham a promise that he would have a son. And Abraham was old, and Sarah was old. And when she got the promise, she laughed. She said, I'm old. In other words, am I going to? It didn't seem feasible that she would have a child at her age. But the angel, I believe, or the Lord said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing's too hard for him. So she had that. I'll tell you, I didn't get married until I was 35 years old. That was late. All my friends had gotten married, had their kids, and I prayed. And I told the Lord what I want. I said, I want children. I want a companion, all this. And he spoke to me and he told me, you're going to marry somebody with children. I also wanted to have 12 children. Do you know the Lord gave me all every bit? I ended up with my 12. And I'm enjoying grandchildren just like my friends are. So I just, God, it's nothing too hard for God. He can work miracles today, just like he did in the Bible time. I believe that he would work more miracles if we would just believe. I think part of the reason we don't see as many as we do is because we don't believe. A few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I had a real bad problem with my, I had a bad tooth, but it was affecting my whole jaw, like here. And so I couldn't stand like real hot, and I don't think I could stand the real cold either, but I got some real hot water. I told Sarah to give it to me with salt to make it feel better. And the pain just went like all in my head. It's excruciating pain. I went to church on Tuesday night and I told them I went to be anointed and prayed for. And I tell you, after prayer, from that day to this day, I have not had that pain anymore. My jaw has a soreness when you chew, but that excruciating pain has not come back. So you see, God is the same. He can do that. I believe he wants to do some in these last days. I honestly believe he wants to do some miracles, but we have to believe him. So the clue, the solution to getting what we want is to believe. If you remember in that, he told the blind man, "Thy faith has made thee whole." We must believe. If we will believe in him, he will do the things that we ask, that we need. Let's go now to Hebrews 11 and 6. Anthony, before you go, do you remember when I couldn't walk like I'm doing now? And I had a lecture wheelchair. God told me that he was going to heal me. And when I just came in one day, coming back in Miami, start walking down the aisle, God healed me. I mean, I might not walk as nice as other people, but I'm walking and I'm thankful. You see, God wants us to believe him. You have that.
Hebrews what?
11. And 6. It might be 12. No, 11, 6.
"But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him."
So we have something on our part. And our part is to believe. If we believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, we can have what we ask for. Mark 11:24. He doesn't want us to doubt. That's the thing. If you doubt one scripture, I don't know if it's that one, it says that man shouldn't think he, it's one in James. If you're gonna doubt God and you don't believe he's gonna do it, then you shouldn't even, you're not gonna get it. What you get is because of your belief, because of your faith and confidence in God.
"Therefore I tell you, whatsoever things ye desire when ye pray, believe you receive them, and ye shall have them."
Did you get that? Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have it. Now, I'm going to read James 1, starting at the 6th verse. Well, I'll start at 5. "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering." And wavering is like back and forth. I don't know if he's going to give it to me. And you're asking, but I'm not sure he's going to give it to me. It says, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea. And you've seen how the waves of the sea go. They go up and they go down. And they go up and they go down. And it says, tossed like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you don't believe, don't even expect to get anything from the Lord if you don't believe. You must believe. And so we want to make sure that when we ask him, we believe, and then we can have it. Let's go to Matthew 21 and read 21-22.
Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto thee, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive.
Yeah. Mountain. You can remove mountain. Now, I don't honestly believe the Lord wants us to get out there and stand up and tell a big mountain, get a move. I don't think so. I think he wants us to realize that the things that look like mountains in our lives, he is able to remove them. He doesn't want us to just do foolishness for no value. But if we say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, maybe I have a problem that I want God to take away. We can say it and claim it, and he'll take it away. That's how it's cast into the sea. And we don't have to expect it to come back. I'm going to close now with a song, another song. This time I'm not going to try to sing it. It's called If You Believe. It says, I heard, this is a children's song, I think. I heard about how Paul and Silas were in jail. Nobody there would go their bail. But when they prayed, they knew that God was on their side. That jailhouse door swung open wide. Do you know that? You heard it? If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. When Daniel stood within the hungry lion's den, nobody thought there was any hope for him. But all night long, the lions never took a bite. God took away their appetite. When David stood before the giant with his sling, Goliath laughed at such a puny little thing. But David knew his faith in God would stand the test. He flung the rock and God did the rest. If you believe, you shall receive. There's not a trouble or care the good Lord can't relieve. Oh, he is just the same today. All you have to do is trust and pray and believe. You must believe. I'll pray for me.